Okay, welcome back to another episode of Take Foul. We are back. It is October 17th, and only around 5 days away from the NBA season starting. So thought, what better way to sort of get into the biggest storylines in this next season than to ask the people that allegedly are smarter than everyone and run these teams, the GMs, that is, and what they think about this upcoming season and kind of where things, you know, stack out with regards to a lot of stuff. And it, you know, I think the GM survey is fun because it sort of shows you that these guys, you know, that are running these teams obviously understand so much about the league and about basketball, but they can be wrong a lot. They can be super wrong, you know? And so a quick disclaimer before we get into it. It's broken down into percentages. Obviously, there are only 30 GMs.
So, did you hear
what
Dane Moore's, or did you see his tweet though, where he asked a GM about it and the GM said, oh yeah, you know, most of us just don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a, you know, that's it. A thing. It's like, I feel like,
what?
Yeah, that makes sense, bro. Cause like some of the coaches for like the All-Star selections just like have some intern, I wouldn't say an intern, but like maybe like an assistant of an assistant, like just fill it out for them. Like they don't, I'm not sure how many actual GMs do it, but
GMs are too busy. Yeah. Day to day. Every
day. They can't
day.
Take
yeah,
15 minutes.
I don't know, bro. These people, I don't think it's necessarily about them being too busy. I think they're just like
ego
lazy.
Okay, yeah, that was like
that's yeah, I think that's
the same we're all thing. Saying. Like, yeah. I was saying they aren't busy.
Yeah,
just lazy.
Yeah, okay.
You're being sarcastic.
I see what you mean. Well, I don't think they're that busy this time of year, you know.
No.
They've yes. got
nothing going on.
I guess I'm just missing something.
you're echoing my points that they're lazy dicks who think they're above it.
Okay, so we have a lot to get through. What I was saying is that 3%, okay, means one GM or hopefully someone in the front office, right?
Someone in the organization.
Someone within the organization, whether that's, you know, Daryl Morey or it's a Sixers ball boy. We don't know, apparently, but
someone cast that vote.
Yeah. And so let's start at the top here. Okay. Which team will win the 2025 NBA finals? The GMs with 83% said the Boston Celtics, 13% said the Thunder, and one GM at 3% said the Mavericks.
I mean, that's gotta be the Mavericks GM, right?
Oh, you're not allowed to vote for yourself.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Is that true about, like, player stuff, too?
I believe so, yeah.
You can't vote for your own players?
Correct.
Okay.
So, like, that's why some of these are, like, none of these are, like, 100%. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. The most you can have is 96%. Yeah, I mean, this makes sense, given, like, the dominance of last year. What are your predictions for who will win the 2025 NBA Finals?
I feel like that's the easy vote to cast there. I think they'll probably come out of the East again. I feel like they're still probably the strongest team in the East by a decent margin. I guess the Knicks maybe got a bit better. But I do think that the West has gotten a lot stronger, and so like just the idea of those teams of the West having to battle each other out in like longer series, and the Celtics might play a big role again. But I don't know. I personally like the Thunder.
I said the Minnesota Timberwolves or the Boston Celtics.
You can't cast that vote.
That's not how that works. I guess I'll go Timberwolves.
I think your Shocker. Thunder pick makes a lot of sense, Mike. I have the Minnesota Timberwolves winning the 2020.
No way! Wow.
I mean, because Damn. I was thinking about it, right? Okay, and the Thunder would be my other pick. I think last year there was a lot of, even just throughout this like dominant run by the Boston Celtics, where they played a bunch of injury riddled teams, I would just talk to like random people or like my friends or like pundits, you know, or just like people on the internet, and no one trusted the Celtics. Do you remember this?
Like in the playoffs?
Yeah, they're like, they're playing well now, but this team is soft or whatever. And I think that there's validity to this team being not as good as like,
oh yeah,
like I think there's a disconnect between like the analytics and the results and the eye test is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't strike you as a team that would like go on to become a dynasty, which, you know, kind of like seems like what everyone kind of seems to think is going to happen. But it did seem like too easy last year, just given the luck in terms of the run-up.
So easy, right? Like, and everything seemed so easy.
And it was a great matchup against Dallas, which was arguably their biggest challenge in the end. And I mean, it would make sense that they'd repeat. Then again, you know, Holiday is 35. Horford is like, 38? Seven? 37?
You might be right. I don't know.
Might be 37. Porzingis is out till February.
Maybe forever.
Yeah, and like, who knows if you'll actually be able to come back and, you know, get through a sustained playoff run.
Horford's 38.
Let's circle back on the Thunder for the Western Conference rankings. So the Eastern Conference rankings here. The GMs have Boston, New York, Philly, Cleveland, Milwaukee, Orlando, then Indiana. I personally had Boston, New York, Philly, sort of the same there. I had Milwaukee over Cleveland, and then I had Orlando, then Cleveland, then Miami, then Indiana. I think Indiana is going to take a, you know, half step back here.
So I had the same set of teams there, and then Miami at my eight, but I had Boston, Orlando, New York, Cleveland, Philly, Milwaukee.
Doubling down on Orlando 2 years in a row.
I'm hype on these Magic again. Yeah. KCP? God. They got better. They've gotten better.
They did.
They've gotten better.
Yeah.
Their players are getting more experience. You know, I think they're still on the up down there.
A lot hinges on Franz, I think.
It does.
And if he can actually find his shot again. Mm-hmm. He's on my fantasy team, so, you know, hoping for big things.
He did not have his shot in the Olympics.
No, he had a pretty bad Olympics. So I'm a little worried about my Wagner pick, but Ike?
Boston, New York, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Philly, Orlando, Indiana.
Okay, so would Miami be your eighth team? Or
yeah, I'd only did seven because they just had seven here. But yeah. Miami, no.
No. Just no.
Okay.
No.
No, but you know, think
they're
about
gonna be there.
Yeah, also just think about the rest of the conference.
Let's see.
Like, I'll under Miami.
Over Miami.
Like, talent-wise.
Like, Chicago? Like, Bulls? Toronto?
My Bulls?
Like, fucking Charlotte? Yeah.
The Bulls might be the next best talent team out there after Miami.
After Miami?
Yeah.
Hawks. I'll go Hawks over Miami.
Oh, no. I don't think so,
That is gross.
I'm gonna.
Okay. Hey, Jimmy Butler's
serious.
You just
hate Miami.
Jimmy Butler, no messing around at Media Day this year. Mm. You know.
His hairstyle.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So I've been watching a couple episodes of Starting Five. And the Jimmy Butler segments have really made me upset. Just because, like, I don't know. You know, like, he talks about, like, the whole notion of how much he's, like, taking this so seriously when we know he's, like, fucked off during the regular season for, like, four straight years is just, like, maddening. Like, I'm like, this is bullshit. You're so full of shit. And after the season, you know, your own GM told you you're full of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, you know, you have to go on these, like, miraculous runs where, like, you are – or you think you have to, but in the playoffs. But, like, if you didn't just fuck around for, like, 90% of the season, then you wouldn't have to be in the play-in probably, maybe, this year. Yeah.
Well, maybe. It's like
– serious, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I can see that for, like, previous years, but I feel like this year they're – the talent around them is caught up to them where the part where they're going to be in the play in them kind of regardless. Like, I think they're going to be in that kind of
spot. What do you mean the talent around them caught up?
It's like they're not like a top 4 or 5 team in that conference. Like,
oh, you're saying they couldn't get up there?
No, I'm saying, like, even if they were like, they're
I mean, just avoid the play in game, you know?
I don't think they can.
Yeah,
I think you're right, Mike. Like, I don't see them getting top six. Okay, let's move on to the West. So the GMs have OKC, Minnesota, Denver, Dallas, Phoenix, Memphis, New Orleans, and Golden State. I went down all the way to 12 just because I sort of found it interesting. But we have OKC, Minnesota, Memphis, Denver, Dallas, Phoenix, Sacramento, Golden State, the Pelicans, Houston, and just missing the play-in, I have the Lakers, and then really missing the play-in, I have the Clippers. So doubling down on my Memphis are going to be good take from last year that was so wrong. I mean, partially due to health, but I am bullish on the Grizzlies this year.
I had OKC, Dallas, Phoenix, Minnesota, Denver, Memphis, then New Orleans, and then the Clippers, actually. I had the Golden State on the outside of that.
Wait, so you had the Clippers or not, the 8th seed?
Yes.
Clippers 8th seed, so...
Yes.
You had off
Clippers.
So Kawhi Leonard's out indefinitely.
Yes.
And you have the Clippers having a better season than...
Golden State,
Sacramento,
yes.
New Orleans?
No, New Orleans is 7.
Okay. The Lakers?
The Lakers, yes.
Houston?
Yes.
Okay, that one's fine. Everything else, I think you're insane.
Interesting.
Golden State washed. Houston... just bad. I don't like. They're just still going to be bad.
That, like, I'm okay. I'm okay believing that. You know that they're not ready.
Sacramento was the one that I had. I was iffy about. But I don't think DeMar is going to work.
Okay, a little DeMar spite there.
No, he's fine. It's just the game's left DeMar.
The game has left DeMar.
The game has left DeMar.
DeMar's had the same game for like 5 years, and it'll probably
and
have
it has
the same going
beyond
forward.
DeMar will be just fine in Sacramento, I think. I don't think he's going to be bad. It's like the comp is Harrison Barnes, and I think he's better than Harrison Barnes. So
high floor.
Ike.
OKC, Minnesota, Denver, Dallas, Phoenix, Houston, Sacramento, Memphis.
He's gearing up to love Reed Shepard, and we know it. He's gearing up to become a Reed Shepard.
No, you'll see later. Ime Udoka fan. Serious coach.
Serious, serious on the court.
No, he is a serious person
on the court. Absolutely.
No, that was all act of passion and serious guy with an unserious team who, you know, if he can straighten them out just a tiny bit more, I think they have more than enough talent and more talent than a lot of these teams.
Yeah, I agree with you, Eric. I think the thing that's holding them back will be Dylan Brooks taking upwards of 30 shots.
Yeah. Being the guy. Yeah.
When there's so many guys that need to develop there. But
yeah. And they that's kind of the thing with all of them too, is just stealing shots from each other.
At times they look like a bunch of dudes at recess after lunch just putting up shots.
Not last year. I thought they looked organized last year. There's a big Sengun question here, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Where
they have a ton of assets.
Yeah. Sengun went out and then they went on this 15-1 run or whatever with Jabari playing a small ball five. So they're gonna have to figure that out. I like Sengun personally.
I like Sengun.
But
only one.
Allegedly they're a better team without him. Mike, you're high on Phoenix.
I can't quit Phoenix. It's like, I don't know. You got Budden, you got fucking
Tyus.
KD. You got they got the tools to be a competitive basketball team. It's with a strong starting five, but it's always a question on if they can kind of last and exist.
Well, and everyone else besides those five.
Yeah, the bench is weak.
Which matters a lot during the regular season, especially with old fucks who barely play.
Allegedly, Bud has Nurkic taking threes.
Is he making them? Are they going in?
That's a good question. So the depth chart, we know the starting five, and then the second string would be Monty Morris. And then Grayson Allen, Royce O'Neal, and then Plumlee.
Those are all hard no's.
You got some college.
I felt bad for Monty Morris, but he couldn't get into 10 man on the Timberwolves. He was
pretty bad on the Wolves. Yeah. I liked him when he was in Denver, but,
yeah,
I don't know. But maybe he didn't have enough time to acclimate there. The game has left Bradley Beal. The game has left Bradley Beal. I hate to say it.
Packed his bags and left a divorce papers on the table for Bradley.
People are pretty excited about Ryan Dunn, their rookie. I don't know. Apparently he's a defensive specialist who couldn't shoot in college, but now he can shoot. That's the talk. Bull Bull. X factor question mark. I mean, I don't know. I think they'll be fine in the Western Conference, and I think they'll make the playoffs. But I think if how far they make it will be entirely matchup based.
How do you feel about Denver?
So I have Denver fourth, so I still have them top four. But I do see them regressing a little bit. And I think there's real depth questions. Yeah. I think
Malone's press conference.
No, what did he say?
He said they're all lazy and fat and out of shape. Not what? Maybe those words, but quote? Essentially. maybe not that exactly, but he was furious with their effort.
Okay. Yeah. Something to keep note of. Brown starting does not move me. The fact that they like released a statement like before the KCP like deal was done with Orlando, where they're like, "Yeah, we're fine," is just feels so like weird and defensive.
Yeah.
And like even you know, I think like Denver would love to have Mason Plumlee. You know. Like they'd love they would fucking love to have Grayson Allen. But a little I do see them taking a small step back. We'll see in the playoffs though. Okay. Let's move on. Who'll win the MVP? 40% of the GM said Shea, 30% said Doncic, and then tied for third were Embiid, Jokic, and Tatum with 7% each. Here I said Luka.
Me too.
I just think.
Me too.
Yeah, I think you know. I think this is year three of Luka being the betting favorite.
Yeah, my third year betting him in a row, or fourth year betting him in a row. But.
You're betting him?
Every year.
Oh, you're actually betting him. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think like, so I have Dallas as the 5 seed. I think they'd actually probably need to get a top 3 seed.
Yeah.
For Luka to,
I don't know, because if the West is that good, like I don't know necessarily, because like people will take into account what he's done the past 3 or 4 years. I don't, they won't give it to Jokic.
No,
maybe Shea, but
yeah, I was thinking if
the Thunder get the 1st seed, I feel like that's a hard argument over.
Yeah.
Well, with that being said, Shea, that's what happened last year. You know,
yeah,
But didn't Denver have the 2 seed though?
Yeah, and it was close. And then Jokic also had his usual like triple double type of season, which I think will happen again.
Also might,
but yeah, I think like it's probably time that like the production. I think he'll still have better numbers than Shea, even if the Thunder are the 1 seed. Okay. So we all agree there. This was an interesting question. If you were starting a franchise today and could sign any player in the NBA, who would it be? Victor Wembanyama was at 77%. Shea, 10. Jokic, 10. Luka, 1 GM. And last year is Jokic at 33%. So
this one, I was down a question. I thought someone picked Embiid. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. I mean, This is interesting because like I would think that everyone would pick Wembanyama, but I do understand the Jokic and Luka pick because it's just like guaranteed title contention, like right then and
there. I don't get the SGA one.
I don't get it either, dude.
Yeah.
Like he's very good. You know, he's a top 4 player in the NBA, but like, I don't know if just him equals title contention.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Okay. No.
So we're sort of.
I had Ant.
You had Ant. Fair enough. Yeah. Which player forces. Oh, wait. Yeah, I had Wemby.
I had Wemby. Okay. I think that's the easiest. Yeah.
Cool. Which player forces opposing coaches to make the most adjustments? It's Luka with 33 and then Curry with 30. Jokic, 23. Giannis and Embiid with 7. I guess this makes sense just because, like, you know, you sort of saw with Luka and the Wolves, it was just really difficult, like, to find, like, a pick-and-roll coverage that would work against him. I don't know. Not much there for me.
I also have Luka, but I'm surprised Wemby's not anywhere on, like, is it just talking defensive adjustments or like offense, like how you're playing your offense too? Because I feel like that.
Oh yeah,
kind of have to play into it, right?
I from this list, it would seem that it's a
just offense, or just defensive.
Yeah. Oh, this is a great question. Which player is most likely to have a breakout season? The GMs were split here. They said Jalen Williams at first, and then tied for second was Mobley, Morant,
Wembanyama. This is so stupid, dude.
And then some like, of these Paolo, answers. Cunningham, and Miller.
What do you mean a breakout season for Ja Morant?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what this means. Yeah,
or like Wembanyama.
Yeah,
agreed. I think it also like. I think Ja reacted to this on Instagram, you know? I think he was like, why the fuck am I here? Yeah. Yeah. That is... like
Anthony Edwards received all-star. Votes.
Yeah.
It's like, Tyrese Maxey, who averaged like 25 or whatever. Yeah.
It's like, what are we doing? So, Jalen Williams, I understand, but like, I could see him having more of like a... 22 yeah. point season.
I don't see him like exploding. Like I think there's too many good players around him to have like that kind of season where you're like, wow. Well, first of all, it wouldn't be like from nowhere because he's good.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think he can like take over. Like, could be like the second option. But like, how much of a breakout is that?
Well, he is the second option.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's not going to break out to the first.
No.
He's not going to overcome Estrier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what is he breaking into? Like, he could be a bit better.
Yeah. I think the Mobley pick makes more sense. I don't think it'll happen. You guys understand how I feel about Evan Mobley. I don't think he's good at basketball. But like, I don't think it'll happen, and he's not my pick. But I do understand that more than Jalen Williams or anyone.
Yeah, because there's like something missing with Mobley. Where if he did kind of put it together, you could see it.
Yeah, I like Brandon Miller here as well.
Who did you have?
I have RJ Barrett.
Wow, resurgence.
RJ Barrett, 27 points.
A resurgence.
27 points per game.
27?
27 points per game. You heard it here.
He's just going to be having fun out there.
Hey, that team's going to be bad.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. And he's going to be getting shots up because,
hey, he had a good Olympics.
Yeah. Quickly and Scotty Barnes are more, you know, Quickly can score a little bit, but they're both creators.
Scotty Barnes sucks.
They're both creators, and I think, you know, RJ is going to have ultimate green light. Maybe not Cam Thomas level green light, but
we'll and he's back there. Home.
Yeah, exactly. Canada back power.
Home. Yeah.
Who did you guys have?
I had Brandon Miller or Sengun.
Sengun did have a good season last year, but
I like Sengun.
Yeah, maybe even better.
God, know who's gonna be so bad though? X-Boy Scoot.
Oh, funny you say that. Yeah,
that you he's had the on the breakout.
You said Scoot.
Yeah, I mean, could you think of a more like potential candidate? You know,
that guy sucks.
What are you well, no, he's not, but he's not good.
Yeah.
So you're gonna say he's gonna be good?
Yes.
Okay.
This is who he had going over Wemby, right?
Yes. Yeah. Stood by it too, to this day.
Ay. Scoot or Bronny?
Shoot me in the head.
Okay. Moving on. Who's the best point guard? The GMs had Luka. There's some questions about like the positions with these categories. Yeah,
Luka leads like three of the categories.
Luka's for best three. Point guard, second in small forward.
Yeah, also fifth in shooting guard. Yeah. Curry was fourth in the shooting guard.
That one's like even weirder. Like who puts Steph Curry as a shooting guard?
Yeah, that's just weird.
There's like no one you could even say.
Yeah, and I will say Tatum. You know, like I do understand that we all think about Tatum as a small forward and like he is like
the
prototypical
power
wing
forward,
but he does play power forward.
Yeah, you know? He's the fourth
Yeah.
He is the four on that
team. The second biggest guy, yeah.
Unless they're going double big with Porzingis and Horford, which they didn't really do much of last year. But I think I mostly agree with these. I had Luka and KD because of the Olympics. Sorry, Tatum. And Giannis and Jokic. And then I thought that Giannis and Jokic are just, like, inarguable.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah, I'm going to toss KD in there, too. Fuck it. can't have him bench riding, bitch.
Yeah. That's no, I know. I was thinking about it. I was like, right. I don't know if I can do this.
No.
Like,
no.
Mike, sorry. Did you have Tatum?
No, I actually also had KD. That was a tough look for Puerto Rican Tayshaun Prince and
Okay, wait, but did you had Luka and Ant I had, as well?
Yeah, the same.
Yeah, I will say if Shea is like I do think Shea right now is definitely still better than Ant for sure as a player. And so it was kind of funny that, like, his votes were split between point guard and shooting guard. Let's move on. Which team made the best overall moves this offseason? So we have the Thunder at 37%. Sixers and Knicks also got mentions. Yeah, I think I skipped this because I was like, I don't care.
But the Thunder ahead. And the Knicks. I had the Thunder and the Knicks. I do like that. We didn't really talk about the Cat trade at all. I like that a lot for them. I don't even hate it for you guys either. I don't get it 100% for you guys. Maybe just like the for depth and for like shooting off the bench and all that stuff. But like, I feel like you guys were establishing such a like a identity with both of them, and then now it's just like a big switch up with Julius Randle, who does not play nearly similar to what Cat does. You know, so. But I did like that move for the Knicks, and then the Thunder, I think getting Caruso, we talked about it a while back. I said the Knicks, or I said the, Thunder, then the Knicks first and then second.
Okay. We're doing rankings now.
Oh, my bad. You did it. Sorry. I said the Oklahoma City Thunder. All right.
All right. Good. Sam.
Yeah, the Thunder, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Which one player acquisition will make the biggest impact? So Paul George was at 60%. And then we had Mikal Bridges and Towns and Caruso getting votes as well. This one was interesting for me because I do think, like, obviously Paul George being in place of Tobias Harris is a huge upgrade, needless to say. But I do think Hartenstein makes a bigger impact on, like, the upside of, like, the Thunder more than Paul George, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird question because it's like I think Paul George changes that team because he's like a better player going into a worse team than Hartenstein is a worse player going into a better team, you know, so that's less of an impact. Mm-hmm. So just like the phrasing of it's kind of weird because like Mikal Bridges and Towns, like having both of them going to the same team and tied for second is like, I don't know how that
works.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, like, stuff. I had Cap, but I do kind of see what I was saying there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think Cap will be really good for the Knicks. I think he will, and I hope he does well. Wishing all the best to Karl Anthony Towns. Okay. What was the most underrated player acquisition? Caruso got first. KCP got second. Hartenstein got third. To me, I think Caruso has been talked about. Like, I think I've
Yeah,
maybe I don't think it's underrated. I don't think it's underrated.
Yeah, maybe I'm just too plugged into this.
This is another thing where it's like you can't win this poll and also be the most underrated.
It's a bit of like an oxymoron or whatever. But I think I feel like I've just like heard so many people be like underrated transaction. Caruso to the Thunder.
Did you hear OKC really added some size too?
Yeah, it's like okay, you know. What is underrated about that? I think Caruso's rated. I don't think he's overrated. I think he's rated.
Yes.
At this point,
KCP's might be a little underrated.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's been sort of washed under the.
Yeah, that's a better pick in terms of this poll. I had Tyus.
Me too. I had Tyus as well.
Yeah, on a minimum is crazy and like just a perfect, exactly what they needed cheap.
I think he'll play a lot for them, and I think they're severely needing a table setter.
It's kind of crazy that happened.
Yeah,
like him and Gary Trent Jr. just going for absolutely nothing.
Apple Valley
now respecting.
Okay, which team will be most improved in 24 and 25? Memphis 67.
I think it has to be the Grizzlies, right? Like that's
objectively true.
Yeah, that one's just
What were these other guys thinking is really the question.
The Sixers.
Yeah. Like, what?
Given the Pistons a vote, there's also fucking.
Well, the Pistons makes a little sense because they were.
They're still gonna be bad. They're still gonna be bad.
They were so bad, like the Sixers, like. Is there upside?
Most surprising move, Cat to New York. I gotta agree. I was I was at an art museum in Japan with my grandmother when I got this news, and I really had to hold it together, and not just be on my phone.
Sorry, Grandma, I gotta go. Cat just got traded.
Yeah, but that definitely was shocking. Anything else?
No, I feel that's. I feel like it's also recency bias, maybe a little bit, just because how close it happened to the season.
Yeah, but I also feel like the timing of it, of like a couple days before training camp, and like not during the sort of typical time where a bunch of transactions go down during the summer, like the beginning of the summer, was surprising about it. Okay. Let's go to the rookies. Who will win the Rookie of the Year? They have Reed Shepard here, and then Edie at second, and then Castle at third. I think this one's interesting. Who you got, Ike?
Alsar.
No,
shot. What the hell?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, okay.
Make upside, your bad case. Team. Okay. A lot of opportunity to get stats.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone else. Like, I look at the names that are going over him, and I'm like, Zach Edey. Like, that's
Edey
that
will
could
play,
be
though.
Just a guy. He'll play, Edey but like, that could just be a disaster.
Good.
Like, that could just not work at all. Reed Shepard, like. Behind how many guys?
Yeah,
on their depth chart, Stephon Castle, like he's gonna win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, quick thing about
like I feel like Alsar's got a lot of upside here in terms of like being in a position where he can maybe do well. I understand everyone says he looks like
he might not be good.
He might not be good.
I'm betting on upside,
Mike.
I wanted to take Castle, but like just the way they've looked in preseason, I'm going to take Edey.
Castle looks good. Okay.
I know, but I think Edey's. I like Castle, but I think Edey's look better. I think Edey's.
I love Zach Edey, bro.
Yeah, I think he. I did not like him in college. I think he was. I didn't think he was going to end up being good, but it looks like he's fitting in pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But these games he's playing in, like he's still the guy. Like,
what do you mean?
Like. In summer league, like he's still the guy. Like in the regular season,
but
he's going to be like fourth or fifth.
Starters are playing yesterday.
Yeah, he's playing with the starters.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But like,
and rotation guys.
That's not real. I'm not buying anything until I see Zach Edey playing real regular season minutes.
People keep trying to move the goalposts on Zach Edey.
That That Yuki Kawamura.
I don't have any
Zach Eadie huh? pick and roll.
Dangerous.
No. I've never like... had any problem with Eadie. I don't think he's a serious NBA player.
Okay. I think the comp for Eadie is like people keep on sort of questioning if like he's gonna fit in and like Ja will be able to like play with Eadie. And I feel like the Grizzlies were the best when Steven Adams and Triple J lined up next to each other. And I feel like Edie's just like, you know, I think he can be Steven Adams. Yeah.
I'm a bigger go Steven out Adams.
A lot softer. And say
he can be
a
Steven
bigger
Adams.
Steven Adams. He's
a lot I think so. There's a for me. There's some interesting Bouzelis things that are interesting to me. Along the same lines as you, Ike. Like, I think a lot of this will come down to opportunity. And you know, Ed is a big guy, and he'll be asked to run up and down the court. He's not gonna. I think he's fit. You know, you saw that in Purdue, but like, he's gonna be asked to like go block some shots, and like, you know, he clearly wasn't doing that at Purdue to not because there's only five fouls in college, or whatever.
He blocked shots.
Yeah,
I was gonna say no. He actually never ran. I think was the thing. Like he was like the slowest. Whenever he was on the floor, they were the slowest offense by like a wide margin.
Whatever. You know, they wanted to play Edie the entire game because of his offensive impact and yes. defensive impact. But I think, like, he'll be asked to do more and
naturally,
maybe
yeah.
in, like, a shorter amount of time. So, I don't know. Maximize. I just think, like, mate, there's going to be – they're going to let Bouzelis play. Yeah. And there were a lot of times where he was the number one player on the board. Obviously, it's shit draft. But, like, Zach Risacher also.
Mentioned.
Not mentioned. Sorry, Zach. but I think he might get some opportunity as well. Okay. Which rookie will be the best player in 5 years? Shepard won this. I think I also have Shepard here.
Fuck Reed. What about Reed Shepard is saying that you think he's going to be better than all the other guys?
Have you watched him?
Yes, dude. Fuck
he's
Reed
good.
No.
What do you mean no? He's good.
No.
He's good at basketball. Ike?
Al Sarr.
Okay,
had to.
Mike?
I don't know if you guys saw. I picked him up.
Donovan Clingan.
Clingan, okay.
Donovan Clingan. Winner.
You picked up
now, that guy does fantasy. Not strike me as
that
having
guy's a
high
winner.
Ceiling.
That guy's a winner.
If he can get past Dominaten in 5 years. Okay. Well, so last year it was Wembanyama with 90%. Years before. Oh, 5 years ago they have here for some reason. Oh,
wow,
that actually
5 years ago, Zion?
5 years ago, Zion. Wow. Already
oh,
5 years, dude.
Been a productive five for him.
I mean, realistically, you can only really put what is it, Halliburton and Jot? No, Halliburton was the year after, right?
After Zion,
yeah.
In his draft.
Realistically, it's just Jaw that's better than Zion. Whatever.
I guess.
The Guns and Buns duo. Sorry. Bob Carrington, Devin Carter, Johnny Furphy, Dalton Connect, Terrence Shannon, and Topic were selected in a six-way tie as the steal of the draft.
Yep.
I didn't even answer this. This wasn't very interesting to me. But
I kind of want Terrence Shannon. We talked about this before during the draft recap.
Okay.
I like Terrence Shannon Jr. a lot. Like he would have gone a lot higher if those false, if they, like those two girls didn't put out those like lies about him, like which is insane.
There you go.
They were lies. They were
he
came
had,
out.
He
they
had
were
a,
yeah,
he was like it came out as like they
he had a great
full investigation.
Yeah, full investigation. The girls lied.
Yes. Timberwolves did their research too, of course. Mm-hmm. And yep.
Not all men, stand says by Michael.
especially TS.
Yeah. I it's too bad because Shannon is, I like the pick. I thought he had a great summer league. Josh Minot is like better than him.
Yeah.
And I don't see him, especially after this DiVincenzo trade. I can't see Shannon sniffing the court.
Yeah, he's pretty buried.
But hey, maybe down the line.
Hard to get in. It's a hard team to get into. It's
yeah, for sure. Who's the best international player? Jokic. We can skip that. Who's the best international player not in the NBA? We had Sasha Vezenkov, who I'm pretty sure aborted his contract and was like in Sacramento and was like, I've had enough of this after 1 year. And was like, I'm going home. And left like money on the table.
He was like MVP last year, the year before or something, the Euro League.
Yeah. The year before they signed to Sacramento.
Yeah.
I didn't think that guy was very good, bro.
I mean, no. he's not my answer.
He just didn't shoot as well as he was advertised to, I think.
Yeah. I had Abraham Jume Maker Bowl. You guys should check this guy out. 2008 prospect. It's like a. He's got all the tools.
Like he was born in 2008?
Yes.
Is he French?
Yes.
Yeah.
Long.
I've seen him on TikTok. I know exactly who you're talking
his about. His last name is Maker Bull. Yeah. Like Thon Maker.
Oh.
Bull.
Yeah.
He has two brothers who are also prospects.
Interesting. Okay. Where did he play?
He's yet to break through the U18 squad of whatever team he plays for, but just keep an eye on him.
Okay. Yeah. The other one, Nolan Traore, is this French point guard who's supposed to be very good. I think he's sort of similar. Super young guy. Jetty Osmond got a vote here, or a couple votes. And then, for me, Reed Travis here is doing really big things overseas.
Not sure if he qualifies.
Okay, let's move on to defense. Who's the best defensive player in the NBA? Victor Wembanyama was 40%, and then tied for second were Bam, Rudy, and Drew. I don't have a problem with this. I think it's Victor Wembanyama.
I'll say the defensive player of the year.
Sure. I think that is fair. With that being said, I think Wembanyama just has better
tools.
I think
these GMs got a lot of gall only giving Rudy 10% after voting DPOY. Like, what is this?
But something they saw after that vote was that Maverick series.
Well, they also saw the four other series where he,
and then also the Olympics, where he also didn't look very good.
I don't think they voted based on the Olympics.
Same.
Well, the GM, it's the media that votes for the awards, no?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Wait, no, it's not just the media. I think the teams vote too for MVP.
No, it's just the.
Pretty sure it's the media.
Yeah.
I'll look into that.
I don't know. Actually, I know it's the media on the All-NBA stuff. No. It's the media. I know.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Yeah. Best perimeter defender. They have Drew Holiday at 43%. Also had Caruso, Herb Jones.
Give me Lu Dort.
Lu Dort. I know Mike's a torture chamber guy. Ike.
Best perimeter defender. Oh, I didn't hear that. I said Drew Holiday.
I said Jaden. Who's the interior defender? Not explaining it. He's the best. I think he has better length than the other people.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you have to guard, like, a perimeter player above like 6'5". Like, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I'd take Dort right after Jaden, because it's length then girth. Who's the best interior defender? Similar conversation. Wembanyama came first here. Rudy Gobert came second with a close 37%. Yeah, I think I'd go Victor here at this point. Yeah.
Going Victor.
Ike's going
DPOY. Gobert. Give me the DPOY. Thanks.
Okay, wait. This is good. I want to talk about this one. Who's the most versatile defender in the NBA? So Giannis came in first with only 17%. And then tied for second was OG and Victor. Fourth was Bam. Why do people think Giannis is a versatile defender?
Know.
He can, you know, like I still have the Nets series from 21 burned into my skull of KD dropping like 50 a game and Giannis not guarding him for a single possession.
PJ Every Tucker.
Single fucking yeah, I know.
Let PJ Tucker get cooked by him. For
it's like game. If you're so versatile, then go guard KD, you know? Or like go double. Like, I didn't get it, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's a help side sort of space kind of defender, and he's a really good at it, you know? Don't get me wrong. Like, he's deserved all the DPOYs he's gotten. I don't know if he's gotten multiple. But I think he's deserved it, but I don't think he's versatile. Like, he can guard fives, he can guard fours, he can guard in space, he can, you know, do all that stuff. He can guard drop.
Get him isolated on the perimeter, might be trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'd Bam, but...
I'd Bam there too, actually.
I had OG.
Yeah, all makes sense. I had OG as like sort of a, he was like Bam or OG, because... Well,
I don't think Bam could really guard a point guard for like an entire game.
Well, that's not.
And I think. But I well, think that, could, I'm like saying
one switch out there, though. Be on a switch, though. I think
yeah, really more talk but about. I think OG could legit like guard like a small center all the... game, and I think he could guard a point guard all game.
That's a good point. Yeah, I like that. Who's the best defensive team in the NBA? The Celtics came up with 57%. The Wolves were second with 23%.
Is this who will be? Right?
I think they're projecting, yes. Well, I mean...
But yeah, is it like at the start right of now? The season? Yeah.
Like with the team they have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is post-cat trade, obviously. I think this makes sense. And then, you know, I think the Wolves take a half step back, but I still think they'll be very good defensively.
I like the Thunder here. I think the Thunder's defense got a lot better with their acquisitions.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess it's like, I wonder how much they'll play Hartenstein. I'm just trying to pronounce my bright skin brother's name correctly. I wonder how much he'll play, and I wonder how much he'll play next to Chet.
I mean, Chet kind of needs them a lot of the time.
Yeah,
but I don't think he'll.
They haven't been starting him in preseason.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't think.
What's their What's their five going to be? SGA.
SGA. Dort.
Dort.
Jay. Will. Caruso.
Yeah.
And
so it's just Chet. With Caruso in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caruso's
one of the more versatile defenders too.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Okay, who's the best coach? Spoelstra won this. Dagnall came second. I guess the surprising thing with this was, you know, Bud, Kerr, and Finch also got votes. I just think there's so much talk about Ty Lue being a great coach, and man, I think he's on fraud watch.
Yeah, bro. Like, what are we talking about?
he didn't get a single vote in this. He didn't get a single vote in which head coach is the best manager or motivator of people, which I feel like is always talked about as Ty Lue. You know, he's like, oh, he's so good with the players.
Yeah, that entire Clippers team is kind of like cast into irrelevancy right now.
Yeah. Although he did win, which coach makes the best in-game adjustments?
such a big disagreement with that. That's
kind of crazy.
Who did you have here, Mike?
For best in-game adjustments or best coach? In-game Spoelstra for best in-game adjustments.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I think that's,
Yeah, I did too.
I agreed with, I still think Spo's the best coach. I think he's, I don't know who's the best manager of people.
Okay. J Kidd.
I gave it to
J Kidd. Stephen Kerr. Kyrie out of his...
You gave it to Kerr?
Stephen Kerr. Yeah. Whatever. Just because, he's had to deal with a bunch of bullshit. They make him the head coach of the Olympics team for that reason.
I guess so. Whatever. I don't think he's a good coach.
Spoelstra's his assistant.
Deal with a bunch of bullshit. If I'm right. What bullshit did he have to deal with?
Draymond. For like 10 years.
Oh, I'm sorry that he had Steph and KD on it.
Well, the way he kept it together was impressive.
Yeah, he kept it together. I think he could have been a better fucking, what's the word? Like disciplinarian? You know?
Well,
like maybe
to be
like,
fair,
hey,
he chose a side and he was very firm about that side. Jordan Poole, you're gone.
Yeah, fair enough. Oof. Best offense, they had Carlisle here. Which makes sense. I think my pick would be Missoula ball. Even though I hate it. Finch.
Best coach you skipped.
Oh, sorry. You had Finch as best coach. Okay.
Yes.
I was surprised that Finch was third in the best offense category. Maybe there's some like residual memory from that, like Pat Bev, Jared Vanderbilt team.
Yeah,
because,
I mean,
he really struggled last year on offense.
He used to be like kind of a like fun, creative offensive guy, but I think he got limited a lot by the roster and trades.
Okay, who has the best defensive scheme? Spoelstra. Yeah. And then Finch and Thibs were second.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I would go Finch here, but I don't have a problem with Spoelstra or Thibs. Anything there?
I had Finch.
Okay. New or relocated head coach will have the biggest impact. I did think it was funny that only one GM voted for JJ Redick.
Yeah.
Tough.
Exploit JB.
That's who, JB Bickerstaff.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Good coach.
Yeah, I mean, the comp is Monty Williams, who is finishing games with Killian Hayes. So,
yeah.
Anyone with a win?
The whole firing in Cleveland was really harsh.
With JB?
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose. I think it was time to find something else, though.
I get, and yeah, fresh, but like
my pick is Kenny Atkinson. I think he might actually be the one that solves some of the redundancy between Mobley and Allen on this team. So we'll see.
I had Bud.
Yeah, Bud.
Jordy Fernandez.
Yeah, Bud. Yeah, I don't know. It's like I didn't even. I don't think Frank Vogel's a bad coach. I do think Bud's a better coach, though, sure. Who's the best assistant?
Come on.
Tied between Cassell and Norrie.
It's not close.
I didn't answer that one. I think Mike Anori is a great assistant coach, and yes, he would be my pick.
Yes, thanks.
Okay.
Mike?
Save yourself.
We're moving on. Which active player will
you don't like Sam Cassell?
Mike Anori. Sam Cassell.
You love Sam Cassell.
Mike Anori's shoes.
You love Sam Cassell.
I like Sam Cassell. This is in spite of that.
Sam Cassell's a Doc Rivers merchant.
Yeah.
I said it.
Winner.
Which active player will make the best
Sam
head coach?
Cassell is a winner.
We'll make the best head coach someday. Chris Paul was first here. Interesting seeing Garrett Temple here.
I thought that was a great shout.
What was that?
I TJ McConnell is interesting. I guess
Fred VanVleet.
VanVleet makes sense. I don't know. He's just a good smart player. Maybe. I don't really understand the Bradley Beal thing. Like
Al Horford.
Maybe it's just because the game has.
I had him. Minneapolis, Mike.
Okay. Yeah. Anything to comment there?
Well, I mean, just savviness.
I'm in.
What?
Anything? Anything to comment here? Which active player will make the best head coach?
I guess Chris Paul makes sense. I don't know. This is a weird.
He's kind of bitchy. Like he's kind of like not knows a lot. Totally he's, emotionally he's stable. Kind of a
player coach. Or
I get it. I get it.
But, yeah. I mean, yeah. Joe Mazzulla is not emotionally stable or mentally.
No, but
stable.
He has it where it's like all directed.
It's yeah. All, yeah. That's true. Blind. He directs his like autism yeah. very, very
an incredibly intense.
Okay. Productive which team is the most fun to watch? The Pacers were first here.
I do not get that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like they're, it's, I guess it's just like the pace or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I just said the Timberwolves.
I know. Yeah, I'm gonna me too. Which is yeah. You know, I understand is very biased.
I feel like I'm kind of surprised just for the Ant factor alone, because like yeah. You hear about us being like a league pass team just because of like Ant and.
Yeah. I think Houston would be my other Houston's one, fun, or yeah. Sacramento. Those are my three.
I like Dallas.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dallas can just miss
Thunder. Them, I don't know.
So. Yeah, the so I can't remember who was saying this, but yeah, the Pacers have like 9 nationally televised games as the most fun to watch. Yeah. I'm skipping home court advantage.
Wait,
TC,
why?
Okay, sorry,
TC.
Denver Nuggets at 47% here. I assume because of the altitude. I didn't find that very interesting. But what, Mike?
I mean, you're telling me you're sitting there TC Gardens with all these massholes calling you racial slurs. It's not going to get in under your skin a little bit. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. That I'm sure. Or like what was the story? Someone was telling a story. It was like they kept it like really cold. in the locker rooms or something, like the other team would come in to shoot around and he'd just be like freezing.
That's I feel like that's fair play.
So I guess the Celtics made it on here and the Jazz made it on here probably for similar reasons. Who will have the league's most efficient offense this season? The Celtics, yes, because they'll shoot a million threes. Makes sense to me. Anything there? Nope, we're moving on. Which team's level of success this season is the toughest to predict? Lakers were first, Rockets, Pelicans, Suns, Mavericks, and Sixers all had votes here. Pretty much half the league got votes here. Yeah. Which makes sense because, they're all Western Conference teams other than the Heat, Sixers. Yeah. Oh, I guess the Knicks are here as well. But, I don't know. I think this just sort of speaks to the parity of what's going on, in the league right now.
Yeah.
I had Pelicans.
Yeah,
Pelicans also.
Me too. Yeah, I think that makes sense. No center. You got Daniel Tice fighting for his life out there.
Now they're going to Olympic run him.
Yeah, hey, for sure. I got a lot of Germans on my team, I just realized. I got Wagner, I got Tice, I got Schroeder.
You hate to see
my
that.
Fantasy team.
That's not, yeah.
Don't want that.
That's
sure.
A strong trio. But.
Up the... Germans. Most promising young core. The Thunder had 60% here. I would say Houston. But the Magic had 20 and Houston had 10.
What's with you two in Houston?
Well, I got a lot of good guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, just by which quantity.
Thompson, which Thompson brother do they have?
Amen. The better one. Yes. They got Amen.
He was Cam voted Whitmore. Second I like best. Eason. Oh, we haven't done that.
I like Jalen Smith. Is that his name?
Jabari
Smith. Jalen Smith is they've on the Bulls. Jalen Smith.
They've got like 10 top 10 picks. You know, just a lot of raw talent, Mike.
Which player is the most athletic? Okay, what? Any thoughts on the young core?
No, I think it's a Thunder by a decent landslide.
Okay, yeah, fine. I don't know. I mean, is Shea young anymore?
Yes, he's still young.
Is he like 27? Young? 27.
27.
I don't know. Who's the most athletic? Anthony Edwards wins this. Amen Thompson got votes. Giannis got votes. Ja Morant got votes.
I think it should be closer between Ja and Ant. I feel like Ja's still a pretty tremendous.
I would have had Ja second. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's hard with injury. But.
Yeah. I think it's interesting because some of like the fast twitch, just sort of like jumping out of the gym stuff, I think Ja might even have Ant. But like Ant is just so strong that I think he edges Ja there. Okay.
Which Zion is the received votes?
We'll yeah, hey, he's still hanging around that category.
Holding on.
Which player he probably would have won the best pure shooter? Curry had 87%. Now the funny part of this one was that Luke Kennard got a
there's no denying that. He shot like 50% from 3 last year or something.
Yeah.
Pure shooter.
And how many attempts though?
Mike, a lot. He shot a lot.
He yeah, I guess he did have shooter. To play because they're so injury-riddled.
He led the league in percentage, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Shooting that many. Out of qualified
people. But like, this is a one-line ballot, bro. Okay.
I didn't vote for Luke Kennard.
Someone wrote in Luke Kennard on there.
And I hope to God it was fucking Mike Dunleavy.
I mean, that's better than Trey Murphy. Come on.
But I have a feeling Mike Dunleavy wrote Klay Thompson. Trey Murphy also weird. Which player is the fastest with the ball? De'Aaron Fox. Makes sense. Which player is the best with moving without the ball? Curry wins with 83%, pretty overwhelming. Which player is the best passer? Jokic with 70. Which player is the best leader? Curry had 33% here. Which
I was kind of surprised Jokic won it by that much also.
Oh, with leaders. The best passer?
Yeah, I thought Luka and Tyrese would get a little closer maybe.
Josh Giddey moves the ball really well.
Hey, someone voted for him.
Expect to see him. I mean, I voted for Jokic too, so it's hard to say that. But
yeah, I'd say Jokic is the best passer. Best leader. I don't understand why Steph Curry is the best leader.
I don't either.
Like it may be.
I don't understand the first three names.
Hold your fucking teammate to account once. And get him to focus on basketball instead of beating people up once.
Yeah.
And then I could consider you to be a decent leader. But
you know what else you shouldn't do as one of the best leaders
in
the league?
Send all your players away.
Yeah.
Trade your teammates. Fire coaches.
Trading your teammates. Bad teammate move.
Advocate for single family
drafting
zoning.
Drafting your son.
Why is Jalen Brunson there? Like what? Because
he's
cool, like
leader
nice
of the team.
So there's like 30 leaders.
Okay, I don't know. I like Brunson there.
He's fine. He's
might be Jokic. Jokic might be the best leader. Well, for maybe in Serbia, maybe not.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about the Nuggets. This is a weird one.
I had Minneapolis Mike.
Okay, I am mad at that. Who's the most versatile player? Again, like here we go again. Why do they think
he's so not versatile?
Like, he can't shoot. You know, like he'd be running, he'd be dunking, he'd be posting up. Okay, and like that's. I think Giannis is a great player. I think he's top four in the league easily, but he's.
I don't think he can say KD anymore with defense.
On offense. Oh, is it just overall general, or is it just?
Yeah, just generally.
Yeah.
Tatum's not a bad.
Tatum's not bad.
Wemby's probably not a bad.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. Who is the best Wemby. Basketball IQ? Oh, wait, what are you going to say about Wemby?
Did you know he, per 100 minutes, led the league in turnovers?
Yes, I did hear this.
Yes, good tidbit I picked up. Yeah.
And Scoot was second, yeah.
Yeah, second.
While doing a lot less, I would just like to say, on the court. Probably less assists, too.
Probably more of the ball in his hand.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah. But he was pretty injured and kind of unplayable as well. So, whatever. Moving on. Best basketball IQ, Jokic won this. And then LeBron was second. I think that makes sense. Which player
would you want? Hold on.
Okay.
Five to seven. I guess Jokic probably got really good 5 years ago. But, would you have voted LeBron? Do you think LeBron won this poll 5 years ago? Because, should that really change? Are we sure LeBron's
basketball IQ? Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
I'm not voting LeBron 5 years ago.
Who are you voting for 5 years ago?
What year is that? 2019?
Yes.
Luis Scola. Mastermind. Oh, Jose Calderon. Mastermind.
I'm going with Chris Paul.
Reasonable.
Chris Paul.
Okay. Yeah, Chris Paul made this list. That's a good point, though. Why would your basketball IQ go down? With that being said, his ability maybe has gone down, or is, Jokic, LeBron might have less.
He's not able to execute on it. Exactly. I guess.
Yeah. Which player would you want taking a shot with the game on the line? They said Curry, then Durant, then Doncic. I think I would say Luka here.
Really?
Yeah, I think he can create his shot better than anyone else.
Over Curry?
Mm-hmm. By himself? Oh. Yeah. Create space. You had Curry, Mike?
Yeah, I think it's
you'd say Curry. Ike?
Yeah,
I'd be happy with any of the front three winning this poll.
All right, and we've made it to the end. Last one. What rule most needs to change? And these whiny fucks said roster construction and apron rules.
Yeah, of course.
the thing that has compromised so many teams and been the reason for so many different trades and moves. I think, I don't know. It does seem flawed, I would just say.
Can I guess what yours is gonna be, Sim?
What do you think I'm gonna say?
Game flow.
Yeah, that is my biggest grievance. I think
What specifically?
Stoppages.
I think it's everything. I think it's everything. Yeah. I think take a fucking timeout, throw it, shoot it into the moon, okay? And then stop with the damn. Huh?
What do you mean? You're saying just reset everything?
Just take one timeout away from both teams. Reduce the number of timeouts that teams get. Okay. And then, I think they could do better. I'm sick of the incessant travel calls. We've talked about this. Okay. On when people allegedly shuffle their feet before dribbling. I don't think that's ever. I never think that's happening. I think it just never gives a player an advantage at all.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's whatever. The rules.
I don't think they travel either. I think it's just sometimes it looks like a player travels because they'll jab step and then put the ball on the ground. I think they're wrong about that. And then yeah, I think a lot of like the fouling, obviously this sort of changed post All-Star break mysteriously. But I'd hope that this sort of more physical style kind of bleeds into this season as well. And yeah, I don't like also get rid of the thing where it's like you get your challenge back if you win your challenge. So shut up. It's the first fucking quarter. I don't give a shit if you're, you know, who cares? Like, why do you have to do a replay review in the first
quarter? Every possession matters.
At the end of the game,
then just keep your challenge. Then just keep your challenge. Or just use it then and win it and say, whoop-de-doo, we won our fucking challenge. You know? It's fine. Live with it.
I heard they changed the thing where they can call fouls now on out-of-bounds calls.
Yes.
So, like...
Oh, they can?
Yeah. I don't mind that, because, you know, that...
I like the idea of it, but it's so subjective.
I think that's going to be such an issue, because if you review, like, those, like, quick plays, like, you're going to be able to see a foul on a lot of stuff.
Oh, just, like, with, like, marginal contact.
Yeah. Like, making a foul out of nothing is, like, definitely...
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll just have to see how that plays out.
I like how on this list they have like a couple that are like super specific to GMs, which like roster construction, of course, but like the return to a 1 day draft, just like less work. Like,
yeah,
don't make us come tomorrow.
I mean, it's a 2 round draft. I don't know why they like, have 2 days for a 2 round draft. It's crazy.
Dude, just fouls on money. Lobs should be shooting fouls. That's kind of funny.
Makes sense.
Mine was schedule, less games.
Yeah, less with games. That.
Yeah.
Ike, what do you like
here? Yeah. I didn't really have a great one. I said ban Bally/Sinclair from broadcasting sports.
Yeah, please, Jeff. Yeah. Just buy up all the local media rights. Please, Jeff Bezos, if you can hear us. Yeah. Save.
Move divisions.
League pass.
I'm also really passionate about the 1 day draft.
Okay. Remove divisions. I mean, they're going to have to reorganize them when the expansion happens.
Just get rid of them. Just do conferences. Like,
it is going to be, there's going to be one division in each conference with an extra team.
So, yeah, I do like the let top seeds choose opponents thing. I think that would be kind of funny.
That'd be having watching that play out be hilarious.
Yeah, like they do a whole TV special.
Yeah.
The new women's hockey league did and that.
Like, fucking calling them out.
The Minnesota team got picked first and ended up winning it.
Oh, yeah. Just have Jokic being like LeBron, like
bring me the Lakers.
That would be the hardest thing ever. Like whoever it was just picked the 2 seed.
Yeah.
Just like WWE shit.
LeBron, it's time for the third time we're doing this and kicking your ass. Okay. Let's wrap it up, Ike.
All right, Mike, we're done. Nothing from you today. All right, let's wrap it up, Mike.